here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
How do you make a brown snake blue?
Oh.
I use toilet cleaner. That. Yeah.
Make a blue loo.
It's very weird since Bruce Page from Nine Gold Coast News talk about a brown snake last night.
Dip it in toilet duck.
Yeah, toilet duck. That's so, what we need, blue loo.
A river revival. They want to make the Brisbane River. Come on. Look, I'm allowed to absolutely smash Brisbane because I was born and
bred
there.
They want to make
there.
That river blue.
They want to make it blue by the 2032 Olympics.
It used to
hilarious.
Be blue before people lived there. Yeah. It used to be clear.
Now, did it? Yes. Yeah, it did. Now, it still it gets a report card of a D. It has for the last 10 years.
That's so
remember cool. years ago.
You get, you get ear infections.
Well, years ago there was a, I mean, it wasn't Djokovic, but one of the tennis players won the Australian Open, jumped into the Murray River.
Yeah.
I mean, not the Murray, the
Yarra.
The Yarra. And was crook.
I think it was Jim Courier.
Jim Courier, was it?
Yeah, it's Upside Down River. So apparently it's because of all the farming and everything. Blah. So what's his name? Yeah, the Brisbane Lord Mayor.
Shrinner.
That one.
Yeah.
He said, well, in 5 years, we'll invest $200 million in that.
Oh, what?
Oh, get off it. That's public housing. That's domestic violence, looking after people. That's homeless.
I thought the games were supposed to be free.
It's ridiculous. This eco warrior, I went... No, pay me $1 million and I'll plant swamp lilies. Yes. And he's on the news in the mud flats, just leaving a snail trail. Yeah. He's deep in mud. There's another swamp lily. And another swamp lily.
Did he find anything? He would have found a couple of trolleys and a few lime bikes.
Yeah, he probably did. Yeah. No, so apparently he's just going along one swamp lily at a time.
Oh, good on him. He'll do it.
$1 million.
Only 11 years to see the results.
What a waste of time.
If you are around, if you've been travelling on October 19 and 20 taking public transport, the bus route number 700 goes from Miami to Coolangatta and then Coolangatta back to Miami. Now, that was on October 19 and 20. Make sure it's a low-risk COVID site, but make sure you do get tested and just look up if you're around that area. And while under New South Wales, it looks like regional travel will open up. So around the Tweed, they might have an influx of people over the next couple of weeks, we hope. So 84% now double vaccinated in New South Wales is just remarkable. It is unbelievable. And they said at 80% they're going to open it up. So this Friday they're going to open up. So good luck to all the shops and all the pubs and clubs there on the Tweed. Hopefully they get a little bit more business this weekend.
Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth is not very well. She's been ordered by doctors to get a little bit of rest. She's cancelled her trip to Glasgow for the climate summit.
Mm.
Won't be taking part in that. She has been up until now doing what they call light duties around the castle. Apparently has a very, very busy schedule and has to pull right back on all of that on doctor's orders. I think you reported last week that she's been told to give up the drink.
Yeah, her nightly martini she's not allowed to have. Only special occasions now.
I'd be crook too.
Well, that's it once you pull back on that.
Yeah. And she was in a hospital last week. Yeah. Is she still okay? Do we know?
They're saying that she is okay, but they,
really?
As they said, they want her to lighten up. So the thing, but I mean, imagine trying to recover when there are people at the BBC and news.com.au reporting that her funeral has been planned for 60 years.
Oh.
You're trying to have the day off and do a little bit of light reading and
will be planning it.
I thought you were going to say it's been planned for 60 days from now. I thought that's where you were going with it. I mean, that's a bit rough.
No, we're not going to bump her off, but we wish her well.
Yeah. And that is what you need to know.